The scene at Jericho, I think, is quite vividly described in today's gospel, almost certainly, because it's an eyewitness account, in fact. I've been very privileged to have visited Jericho many, many times. And I can easily picture this scene with Bartimaeus sat there on the edge of the town as Jesus passes by. It's a very, very hot, dusty place down near the Dead Sea, far, far below sea level, at the foot of the great mountain range where Jerusalem is situated. And it was, of course, to Jerusalem that Jesus was headed. You might be aware, St. Mark's Gospel is very carefully crafted. It's almost in two parts. The first part up in Galilee and the second part down in Jerusalem. So Mark records Jesus calling and then teaching his disciples up in Galilee. I say up, it's about 100 miles north of Jericho. And Jesus builds them and molds them and trains them in the ways of faith and so on, until finally he asks Peter, "Who do you think I am?" And Peter replies, "You are the Christ, the Messiah." Well, that's it. That's the end. That's the completion, if you like, of that first part of the gospel. And the way Mark puts the gospel together, he makes that a complete pivotal moment of that. It's a very special moment for Jesus that his disciples have come to that real faith in him. So Jesus' troop is now ready, and he sets off from the green hills of Galilee, leading his followers south to Jerusalem, where he will end up confronting the church authorities. And Jericho is the last stop, if you like. It's about 15 miles short of Jerusalem, a day's walk away. But between Jericho and Jerusalem is a very, very steep climb. Jericho is the kind of place where nothing and no one moves around much during the day. It's just too hot. People fetch water, do their jobs and so on early in the morning, and then they find some shade to be in before they can resume to their tasks in the evening. So I'm fairly sure Jesus and the large crowd that Mark remembers would have been setting off very early in the morning. And there we hear Bartimaeus under a cloak, perhaps under the shade of a tree, trying to keep out of the way of the sun. But Bartimaeus seems to know something, seems to be aware. Even if Jesus wasn't keen to delay as he tried to get up into Jerusalem quickly, as he passes Bartimaeus, there's a kerfuffle. Blind though he is, Bartimaeus seems to have inner sight, if you like, inner vision. And he calls out, "Son of David." Well, actually, Son of David was a title of Messiah. So he's saying out loud, "Messiah, you are the Christ." That's why the people try to shut him up, because you don't say that kind of thing in public. But he says it again, "Son of David." And that's why Jesus then calls him over to him. Ironic though, isn't it? Son of David. That was the whole first part of the gospel, was all leading up to Peter being able to say, "Messiah, you are the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of David," if you like. And here, Bartimaeus, blind though he is, has that knowledge, has that insight to know Jesus as the Messiah. And Mark wants to see a further irony in that for all of us, as he tells us his gospel, his good news, that we may have good physical sight, but we should recognize that there is blindness in our lives too, in terms of seeing some of God's truth and so on. And therefore we should seek new sight, perhaps insight. His reaction, Bartimaeus' reaction, is one that we should notice too. He jumps up. Even as he's trying to keep away from the heat, he jumps up and rushes across to Jesus, asking for the gift of sight. Why? So that he can follow him along the road. And he doesn't know where that's all going to be leading to. Probably he did follow Jesus into Jerusalem. I like to think he did anyway. And he may have been one of those laying down palms and cheering Hosanna as Jesus entered Jerusalem, because that's the next passage in Mark's Gospel. But we don't know, do we? And in fact, who knew what Jesus was walking into? Who knew? Who knew where it would all lead? For us too, who knows what lies ahead, both individually and as a community? I was thinking that on Friday evening when Bishop Pat inducted me here as parish priest and led me over there to the parish's presidential chair. We have, please God, many years ahead, travelling together on our kind of pilgrimage as the people of God, deeper into his kingdom, deeper into his mystery of grace. And as I said on Friday evening, I will be listening very carefully to the needs and concerns of the parish, both individually and as a community, and I will try to discern an equally careful response. But always, we should be like Bartimaeus, seeking out the presence of the Lord and asking for greater sight, or in our case, insight, greater faith, so that we can follow Jesus on his way, even if, as it was from Jericho, going a little bit uphill, and even as it was then into Jerusalem to face a cross and to overcome a cross. We know that we can do that, and we know that the Lord will always be with us in that pilgrimage, in that journey, and he'll provide us with everything we need. He'll provide us with joy, he'll provide us with the resource, and as again I said on Friday, I'm pretty sure he'll provide us with a lot of fun on the way as well, because that's his way. We are the people of God, and we're on his way.